Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember when I told you there's not a lot of doctors out there that are going to give medical exemptions for the COVID vaccine? And reason being is because doctors have to follow the guidelines. They have to follow the CDC, public health officials. So if the CDC doesn't list a medical condition that's a complete contraindication to the vaccine, you're not going to have doctors that easily putting their license on the line saying, we got you, I got you, I'll go down with the ship if I have to, you don't have to get the vaccine. There's not a lot of them out there. So people have been asking me to write medical exemptions. I can't do that. I sadly, and I get you, I understand people don't like the mandates. I get you're scared, but I have to practice medicine the way, you know, I'm comfortable with. I do believe the vaccine protects, so I'm pro-vaccine, can't stand mandates, very anti-mandate. But, you know, no, I can't write you an exemption, and a lot of doctors out there can't write the exemptions either. Mind you, if you had Guillain-Barré after a vaccine, if you've had anaphylaxis to a component, you can't, CDC can't argue with that, right? You talk to your doctor. There are some conditions where your doctor might say, look, I really don't want you to get the vaccine. They could document it. They could justify it. But if somebody goes, look, you know, I have asthma, and the panic and the anxiety of getting the vaccine is going to worsen my asthma, the doctor probably isn't going to give you an exemption for that, because there's been proof that, sadly, people who are respiratorily vulnerable, you know, might do better with protection from the vaccine. So, you know, that being said, many people then are going to the religious exemptions, and they are becoming pretty popular. From what I'm hearing, I think in Washington State, I think they were a little bit shocked about how popular religious exemptions have been. I guess there are school employees and healthcare providers and state workers that have to comply with Governor Jay Inslee's vaccination mandate. And apparently there have been hundreds of people that have been seeking religious exemptions. Because religious exemptions, you know, I don't know if a pastor or you know, a rabbi has to actually sign on the dotted line. And so people are applying for them. And the more people that apply for religious exemptions, the more it's going to get the eye of mortar on it. And we're being told that these religious exemptions might not hold, which I have a problem with, because our Constitution defends us. Our Civil Rights Act defends us. If we feel that something is against our religion, we shouldn't be forced. Well, why would a religious exemption be at risk? Well, we'll talk about the theory behind it, then we'll talk about what's practically happening. So the theory, what I predict is going to happen with the religious exemptions, is as Biden is going to talk about his plan today and include more mandates, and as the LA school district is going to mandate young kids, and as mandates are starting to pop up across the United States, and there's this big push to mandate, there's probably going to be a lot of pressure for public officials to meet with the heads of the churches and the temples and the mosques to find out if there really is any merit to a Jew or Muslim or Catholic or Lutheran or Presbyterian not getting the vaccine. And if the religious heads say it's not us, then the government may turn around and say, look, guys, This is not going to fly. Now, you would think there's no way they could do that. This is America. Well, there's no way they could do a lot of things that's already happening that's happening. So, in theory, that might be where they go with this. Now, some of you have asked, where is the religious basis for an exemption? Well, we talked about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, where, is it the HEP 127? I have to double check, where the origins of some of the cells that were used for the adenovirus vector and to create that cell culture might have originated back in the 70s from a fetus, and the fetal tissue came from a fetus that was an aborted fetus. So that's why the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has had some concerns with some that were worried about there being use of an aborted fetus, even though there is no aborted fetus tissue in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. With the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, I'm not a religious scholar, but many people cite biblical text where, you know, it, your body's your temple. You know, God's in charge. One had cited, let me bring this up really quickly here, because I know this is going to come up throughout the year. Hold on a second. Revelation 13, verses 16 to 17, that says he causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one may buy or sell. When he speaks about in Revelation, there's going to be a time when there's a ruler that's going to mandate everybody do something. So many people are going to go to, who don't want the mandates, as more mandates come, go to religious exemptions. Now, does the government have any legal leg to stand on? Technically, no. That's why we have the Civil Rights Act. Your creed, your belief, you know, your ethnic concerns, your racial concerns of medicine and studies, you're supposed to have that protection under the Civil Rights Act, 1964. However, we're being told that United Airline employees, if they receive a religious exemption, doesn't really help them from a career standpoint. In fact, we're being told by Reuters that those who did get exemptions are going to be placed on temporary unpaid leave starting October 2nd. Right? If there's testing and procedures in place, they might be able to come back. But if not, then they won't. So, you know, this is something that is, you know, going to be, sadly, very, very controversial, and I just hope the country doesn't go in the wrong direction when it comes to preserving people's religious freedoms. And let's just hope, man, the Delta wave goes down before we even have to start talking about that, and then we'll deal with Mew. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, I gotta go grocery shopping after the show. I'm not excited about it because things are gonna be expensive. I got my little rewards card or the rewards number where you put the number in. I don't cut coupons like my mom did. My mom used to sit there and get coupons, and then she had a coupon purse, and we had to sit there in the line when she went through her coupons, and I'd be all embarrassed. And I remember when we would have food stamps, and I would like throw them away. I'm like, don't throw those away. We need those. They were, you know, because I didn't know what they were when I was little. You know, they were little things. I wanted to lick them. Don't lick them. You know, and so there was, you know, there were interesting times but things were expensive. And I don't remember much about the 70s because I was super young, but I remember it was rough. And I remember my mom had to, you know, do the best you could, make things work, make it stretch. Well, we're having horrible rising food prices right now. Whether it was because of the COVID pandemic, shutting down restaurants, shutting down a lot of the supply chain, so these farmers had gluts, and when you have glut, you lose money, and then they have to plan on slaughtering less or growing less, and then that affects food coming down the pike. Whether it's because the labor shortage where we don't have enough trucks, well, we have trucks, but we don't have enough drivers for those trucks, so supply can't get where they need to get. So whatever you have, again, when demand exceeds supply, prices go up. So we obviously have a lot of issues. But one of President Joe Biden's top economists told reporters at a White House briefing yesterday that grocery prices are normal. They're actually normal. As long as you exclude beef, pork, and poultry. The National Economic Council Director Brian Deese appeared at the briefing alongside Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack to tout the Biden administration's initiative to lower and rising meat prices amid widespread concerns about inflation more generally. And they say about half of the overall increase in grocery prices can be attributed to a significant increase in prices in three products, beef, pork, and poultry. They say in beef and in pork, we see double-digit increases in prices over the last couple months. If you take out those three categories, we've actually seen price increases that are more in line with historical norms. Now, I don't know about you all, but I was at the grocery store the other day, and I was going to get some bottled water. And I don't really buy soda, because I don't really want the kids drinking soda. I've stopped drinking it years ago. Maybe every now and then I'll get a little diet soda just for the caffeine. But I saw a big sign for soda, a sale. And just out of curiosity, I'm like, well, let's see what the soda costs. $1.99 on sale for a 2-liter bottle. Wasn't it just a few years ago, 99 cents? That's 100% increase, and that's soda pump. So, and that's a sale price. So if it wasn't on sale, we're talking about $2.50 a bottle? Which, by the way, is still a steal because if you do order a drink at a restaurant, it's like $4.50 a glass. So I still think it's better than, but anyway. So they say most of the price increases are meat. They said egg prices are lower. So, what does that mean? Well, White House has been downplaying the inflation concerns for a while. They say the rising price are temporary, still below the rates that hit the economy during the 70s before Ronald Reagan took over. But Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a centrist Democrat, key swing vote, according to Yahoo News, has concern that the Biden administration's spending agenda may drive inflationary pressures, potentially imperiling the enactment of the, quote, Build It Back Better agenda. Now, Biden has often argued that his policies will lower inflation in the long run and that inflation is confined to specific sectors. I don't think he knows what the hell he's talking about. That's just me. So he said, I believe Senator Joe Manchin said the president also agrees we should take, Jen Psaki said the president also agrees we should take inflation seriously. And many outside economists will tell you that these plans will do exactly that. They'll lower costs for goods for the American people over the long term. Now, of course, Republicans are tearing into them, right? From what we understand, they want to crack down the Biden administration on the meatpacking companies and to cut back and to, take a crack at their sticker shock. Now, I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do that, but when you start to crack down, when you start to go after, when you start to punish, that's when prices go up. That's what we saw with Obamacare. Rather than do it the opposite of, guys, we're going to incentivize. If you give health care to all your workers, you're going to get tax breaks. That's what I would have done. For every full-time employee you hire during the Great Recession, you're going to get a $1,000 tax credit every year that employee is working for you. If you provide health insurance for that employee, you will get a $500 tax credit every year that employees get health insurance. That would have helped. Instead, just what the Democrats like to do. Mandate, mandate, punish, punish, mandate. So you need to hire people. You need to give them health insurance. And then we saw what happened. Prices went up. Insurances are like, all right, well, the government's going to pay us. So we'll up the sticker price. You're going to make us pay for pre-existing conditions, which, mind you, I think was long overdue. The one good thing about the ACA, the problem is it did kind of cause now this long-term mess of, well, now insurance is expensive. As if we have to cover you for every single thing you've ever had, then the whole insurance game is busted. Insurance is a whole, I think, mess. Basically, you want to come and see me as a doctor. You want to come and see me. And I'm like, look, just see me. Well, $25 is fine. But no. You have to buy insurance. And you have to pay that insurance thousands a month. That insurance company tells me, all right, whatever you want to charge him, doesn't matter, because we're only going to allow you to make $26.52 on that visit. $20 of which is their copay, assuming they don't have a deductible. Why can't we just get insurance out of there and you just talk to me? Well, the reason why is because hospitalizations and medications and things are a lot more expensive than talking to your doctor or seeing a doctor. And that's why you need insurance. You need insurance for the what ifs. So we're being told four companies control much of the U.S. meat processing market. And the White House blamed those companies for the rising food prices. So about four companies. So do we have monopoly? I'm looking at prices of a lot of things going up. So according to one infographic, they say beef went up 8%, bacon went up 11%, but lettuce went up 5%, fish went up 7%, milk went up 8%, airfare 19%. Oh, airfare's got back. I'd say airfare close to 100%. I used to be able to fly up to Reno for $99. My last flight was $250. That's 100, but that's way beyond that. Gasoline went up 42%. Dresses went up 19%. Hotels, 24%. Used cars, 42%. New cars, 6%. Public transport, 14%. So, you know, I am very, very concerned about the cost of things. I'm very also concerned about our spending. You know, they say, well, we need infrastructure. We need infrastructure. I mean, I agree. We need better roads. We need better bridges. We need better building inspectors. But my question is, all this money we've been spending, why hasn't it gone to that? Is there any way we could look at the wasteful spending and then figure out how we manage that better? Remember we were having all those food outbreaks, those foodborne illnesses, and the FDA was under the gun as to why this was happening, and they said, well, we don't have enough staff. We need more revenue, and we need more staff. So then it starts to then beg the question, if they have, thousands of employees, and they have all this money coming to them, what is that being spent on? Now, maybe they really are under budgeted. Who knows? But I thought all my money that I've been giving the government is going to the roads, is going to the schools. If I find out that it's not, then I'd like to really know where the money's going. I get refugees need money. I get a lot of the illegal immigrants and border and things like that. I get that. You know, but I just want to have some clarity. That's it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is expected to sue Texas over a new abortion law. A news conference has been scheduled to discuss the pending civil lawsuit. The U.S. Supreme Court recently declined to block implementation of the Texas law, which bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected. The House Ways and Means Committee is holding a markup of the Build Back Better Act, which includes President Biden's economic agenda. New Jersey Democrat Congressman Bill Pascrell says that even if some people view the bill as socialist, he wants to pass it.
What we want to do is enforce the tax law. If that's socialistic, count me in. It's not socialistic. We've been called worse things, by the way.
Republicans are worried about inflation and tax hikes because of the bill. USA Radio News. The 2021 NFL season kicks off tonight with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Brady and the Bucs finished last season as Super Bowl champions, while the Cowboys missed the playoffs after competing most of the season without quarterback Dak Prescott. Kickoff's at 4:20 Eastern Time. Arrests are made in the identity theft targeting Florida condo collapse victims.
Three people have been arrested, charged with stealing the identities of some of those killed in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. The trio are accused of using the stolen identities to obtain credit cards to make multiple large luxury purchases. Investigators say that the accused began obtaining the fraudulent cards less than a month after the building's collapse. They face multiple charges of identity theft, trafficking in credit cards, and organized scheme to defraud. If convicted, they could face up to 30 years in prison. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been some kind of conflicting reports that all the Americans got out of Afghanistan. I'm being told, no, not exactly. The Taliban did allow a commercial flight to take off. It had 30 Americans on it. There were 200 passengers on board. So that is a great, great start because we want anybody who wants to get the heck out of Dodge to get the heck out of Dodge. But I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I think there's still Americans there that are trapped. You know, hopefully now not a hostage situation. But apparently, U.S. did broker a deal with the Taliban that allowed 30 Americans to escape Afghanistan on a flight that had 200 passengers in total from Kabul. According to CNN, it was carrying more than 100 foreign nationals. And passengers on board the Qatar Airways flight departed from Kabul Airport included Canadians, Ukrainians, German, British, and then some 30 U.S. citizens. The plane's departure was the first sign that at least some foreign nationals who want to leave are able to. That was following weeks of uncertainty. Civilians have been left scrambling to find safe passage from the country since the Taliban took over very rapidly in mid-August. Qatar worked with parties on the ground to transport the passengers in a Qatari convoy and secured a safe passage to Kabul's airport. They say live pictures show people disembarking the Qatar Airways Boeing 777 on Thursday, leaving Doha time. After landing in Doha, the passengers will head to a compound facility currently hosting Afghans and other evacuees. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani, Qatar's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, thanked the Taliban for their cooperation in restarting flights, adding that this was a signal that the militant group's positive statements can be demonstrated into action. The U.S. also praised them. The Taliban have been cooperative in facilitating the departure of American citizens and lawful permanent residents on charter flights. They have shown flexibility, and they have been businesslike and professional in our dealings with them in this effort. Lots of kisses right now. Man, they say this is a positive first step. I would have probably handled it differently. I would have said, you don't let our Americans go, we bring the rain. Whoever managed this pullout, gone. I'm taking over now. And we're getting our Americans if you don't hand them over. And we'll take more. A lot more. If you don't comply and play ball. That's really... But right now they're doing... fine. Whatever. That just... Yeah. Baffles us. Afghanistan, according to CNN, civil aviation authorities preparing for more flights to start operating from Kabul. According to an aviation source, both major Afghan carriers, Pam Air and Ariana Afghan Airlines, plan to restart different routes. So, you know, the Taliban, their acting foreign minister, Malawi Amir Khan Mutaki, did thank Qatari special envoy, from what we understand, and Mutlaq al-Qatadi for his country's efforts. This Qatari technical team has been in the country for the past 10 days, helping Afghan officials restore airport operations. I'm not sure what's going on with the Taliban. And I believe they have terrorists in their new cabinet, and I don't know what the heck is going on right now with what they're doing. However, if I was the Taliban, I never want to be. I wouldn't be stupid enough to be, but I would play ball. You don't want Americans in your country that don't want to be there. You, if you are trying to be validated, and you are trying to be recognized as a country, as a power, and you want to now take Afghanistan, and then probably later they're going to expand, sadly, do some of the chaos that they do. You don't want the narrative all about you holding hostages, okay? You also don't want to test America. America said they want to leave. You are enjoying America's departure. And boy, did they leave. They left you equipment. They left you, gear. They even left you some of their workers. All right? Not that, they, America, and according to the Biden administration, wants nothing to do with Afghanistan. Let the rest of the Americans leave, and then you guys don't have to deal with America. It doesn't sound like the Taliban wants America in their face. It sounds like the Taliban wants to do what they want to do. So why would you still have this as a hang-up? Now, mind you, they don't want everybody to leave the country because they need people operating the schools. They need people operating the hospitals. They need people joining their military. They need to grow. Now, I don't know how they're going to rule under the guise of they're going to be good, you know, nice leaders, but they don't want a lot of Afghanis to leave. And it's a shame that there's going to be a lot of Afghanis that are stuck there. But if they want that country to grow and to be recognized, then they're going to have to obviously be nice and put people in jobs and feed them. And but locking up the borders, which is what they're doing so they don't lose any more people, is sadly still putting the focus of the world on them. And if what they want to do is take over the country and tell everybody to mind their own business, that can't happen if they have Americans. So I really predict that they are going to let the Americans out unless they have something from America they still want. So if there are some leaders that are still, let's say, imprisoned, and they want those guys, they might do trades. I don't really know all the details of what's going on. You guys might know more. But the psychology, which I like to always look at with my medical background, the psychology of a terrorist, and mind you, I haven't really worked with terrorists. The closest one I was next to was the one that sadly flew the plane into the World Trade Center. He came into the urgent care I worked at, and I took care of him, and I didn't know who he was, obviously, until after, you know, because he had come in a couple weeks before it all happened. And I didn't know he was a terrorist until the September 11th. But the psychology of you know, what these guys want to do is, I mean, they want to be a force. They want to expand. They want people to fear them. And they have a mission. And so if they feel they need people for that mission, they're going to hold certain Americans hostage. And the American media is not going to put it that way. But so I am kind of concerned that this is only 30 of them. Hopefully that changes and we do get more. But it sadly is not, I think, an ideal situation. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota was able to catch her breast cancer early. Thank God. She's 61 years old, and she was diagnosed this spring with stage 1A breast cancer. She underwent a lumpectomy, radiation therapy, and as of her August medical visit, was told she's doing pretty good. So she had posted a post on Medium, and she said that she went for her screening mammogram. It was put off because of the pandemic. And I think she took responsibility for being put off, but we all, you know, obviously let a lot of things go by the wayside. But she was found to have calcifications on a screening mammogram. Ultimately ended up being stage 1 breast cancer. Stage 1 breast cancer is where the tumor is less than 2 centimeters, hasn't spread, hasn't involved lymph nodes. So removing the lump, having the radiation therapy, usually is all they really need to do. And then, of course, they're going to do close follow-up. So she said she wants to call attention to the fact that many people have been delaying physicals and routine examinations because of the pandemic. She goes, I know that because I delayed mine, in fact, more than 1 in 3 adults reported delaying or foregoing health care because of coronavirus-related concerns. Studies have found that thousands of people who missed her mammograms due to the pandemic may be living with undetected breast cancer. So she's very, very grateful for her treatment and raising awareness for breast cancer. 1-877-DOCDALI.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, well, you know how we talked about how I think the government should look at the wasteful spending before they start to spend a lot more money? Well, they are going to do something a little different. They are going to try to figure out why they don't get as many tax dollars as they hope to. As many people are able to evade paying their taxes. I don't see how. mean, the IRS surely is on top of that. They don't seem to be on top of the pothole, but they sure the heck are on top of, you know, did you pay your taxes? Are you late? Are you late? So apparently there's a proposal within the $3.5 trillion budget that is going to allow the IRS to snoop a little bit more. And we're being told by Daily Mail that banks are going to be required to report to the IRS every single deposit and withdrawal from an account, including transactions from Venmo, PayPal, crypto exchanges, and the like, in an effort to fight tax evasion. The IRS would know how much money is in an individual bank account in a given year, whether the individual earned income on that account, and exactly how much was going in and out. Biden, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, IRS Chief Charles Redding, and a number of Democrats in the Senate, especially Elizabeth Warren, are pushing for the deep dive into individual financial transactions as part of an $80 billion plan to enforce tax compliance. Other parts of the plan include setting up a global minimum corporate tax rate of 15% and a system that prevents multinational companies from registering profits in the lowest tax jurisdictions. They also want to raise taxes on the rich. A Treasury Department report from May claimed that the tax gap totaled nearly $600 billion in 2019 and would rise to $700 trillion over the next decade if left unchecked. So they believe that 15% of taxes owed are getting paid. Well, that is a lot of money. I just don't know if people are going to like the lack of privacy. I don't really think our banks are that private. I mean, whatever I deposit, obviously the bank knows about it, which means I always thought the government had access to this kind of stuff. So I never really thought, I always thought how people evade taxes is by not depositing the money. Or, like, you'll see people get tips, and if they get cash tips, it's cash. So then nobody knows that that is money earned, and then they just keep the cash tips, and it, you know, and if you put it in the bank, then there's going to be a record of it, but people keeping their cash tips just keep their cash tips. I always thought that's, you know, but for the rich, how they might do it is loopholes, maybe show a loss, maybe transfer money between budgets so it looks more like a loss than a gain. I don't know all the tricks because I'm not rich. No, so which is why I really like the idea of the flat tax. I like the idea of whatever you make, the more you make, the higher the percentage. Obviously, it's the same percentage, but because it's the same percentage, if you make more, you pay end up paying more, but it's the same percentage as anybody else. If you make less, you pay less. And obviously people who are poor, you know, I mean, if you're only making $100 a year, then obviously you wouldn't be taxed on that. But I just think that's a simpler code. It's a lot easier to see what your income is. Then it doesn't matter about tax loopholes, doesn't matter about deductions, any of that other stuff. If it shows that was your income, then that's your percentage, and it's very simple. We spend so much money on the IRS because of all these different little nooks and crannies with taxes. It just doesn't make sense. Anyway, the IRS estimates that compliance on taxes due on wages is 99%, while compliance on less visible sources of income is only 45%. Well, duh. I mean, if somebody's getting a cash tip, they're going to pocket it. You know, why would they give a portion of that to the government when they're already feeling like they're paying too much in taxes? Or it's being spent on things that they don't feel is actually going to those things. So, I'm not advising it. I'm not condoning tax evasion. But, duh. You know, I mean, you know, if people don't want their money going to abortions or Afghan refugees or to anti-Trump commercials or anti-Biden commercials for a political candidate, not that your tax dollars should be going to that, but obviously somebody in office, you know, gets to travel during election year. If they don't want that money going to that, you know, do they have a right? Well, so they say for non-compliant taxpayers, this regimen will encourage voluntary compliance as evaders realize that the risk of evasion being detected has risen noticeably. It will affect the self-employed, those who self-report their income and deductions, and the wealthy who have a greater share of non-wage income. They say the crackdown on unreported income is expected to generate about $460 billion over the next decade. Banks are largely against the proposal, which they say could impose onerous reporting requirements on institutions for little benefit. Yeah, giving the banks more to do, they're not going to be happy about that. In a letter to the Senate Subcommittee on Finance, the American Bankers Association, Bank Policy Institute, Consumers Banking Association, and others argue that the new reporting requirements for financial institutions would impose costs and complexity that are not justified by the potential and highly uncertain benefits. So we know that they need more tax dollars. And so if they can't literally raise taxes, then they're going to look at the waste, which I agree with looking at waste. We should look at wasteful spending, and we should look at people not paying, you know, their part. There's a lot of people that don't pay taxes that actually should. Now, they might just concentrate on the ultra, ultra wealthy, but as we've seen with certain cities that have gone bankrupt, you know, when people leave or people aren't paying, you know, taxes, the tax dollars aren't coming in like they expect, then you know, it just they just turn around and prices get transferred down. So it's a trickle down effect. So you know, as a American that's not wealthy and ultra wealthy and ultra 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 wealthy, you know, if the people aren't paying their share, I have to pay for it, and that stinks. Everybody pay their share. We know that's not happening. But I don't like the idea of the snooping aspect of it. And I don't like the idea that they are spending more money on this when don't they already have thousands of IRS agents? So we'll see what happens, but I'm not very excited about that. Microsoft is not going to force their 103,000 U.S. workforce back to the offices, we're being told. They're indefinitely delaying the return. Microsoft employs about 181,000 full-time workers, 103,000 of whom are in the U.S. They had postponed their plan to return to the office from September to October 4th. Now they are going to start to encourage more home, still off work sort of employment. They had, there was a study that showed that there was less creativity and communication from people that work from home. Obviously, you're distracted. You got the kids, you got the pets. And I know people who have worked from home. They sleep in, right? They're on Facebook. I see it. I get it. But if they don't feel that they could get people to come back, if they don't feel they could handle the whole mandate type thing, they might wait. Microsoft said they're going to wait for public health guidance on when it's safe to return. They're going to give a 30-day transition period for people to prepare. They're not going to say it could come in on Monday. They say a study using data from 61,000 of its own employees, researchers at Microsoft concluded that working from home reduces creativity, communication, and reduces teamwork. I could have told you that. Hope you didn't spend a lot of money on that research. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.